Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
We have been discussing chapter 10, Vibhuti Yoga, Yoga of Divine Glories. We have seen so far that Bhagwan is immanent as well as transcendental. Bhagwan is immanent because he resides in the hearts of all beings. Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Rudese Arjuna Tishtati. Ishvara is residing in the hearts of all beings, therefore is immanent. But he is also transcendental because we do not recognize him. This chapter started out by Bhagwan saying in the second verse, I am not known to anyone. Name viduhu suraganaha prabhavam na maharshayaha. Neither the devas, the divine beings or the divine senses know me, nor the great rishis know me. He is not known by the mind or the intellect. By applying the normal tools of my cognition, I cannot know Ishwaran. Therefore, he is transcendental. So, these two aspects of the Bhagavan, we have to overcome. In a sense, to know him, we have to find altar of meditation. We have completed the first segment of Karma Yoga, culminated in a Dhyana Yoga, to meditate upon that Supreme Self, my true self. But what to meditate upon is what we have been discussing since last three chapters, 7, 8 and 9. And Bhagwan in various ways told us what his real nature is, that I am all-pervading, everything is strung into me, there is no reality other than me. But it's still difficult for us to meditate on those aspects of Bhagwan. So the Vibhuti Yoga, the glories of the Lord, are required to meditate upon, to focus on something which I can identify through the limited means that I have, is my mind and intellect. So in this chapter, now Bhagwan is giving us the Vibhuti, that which I can identify and vouch for his presence. It is something like when I am in a deep sleep at night and wake up suddenly, if I really want to know whether the sun is outside or not, that means there is it a day or not, when I open my windows and I see sunlight, I do not see the sun, but I see sunlight. The presence of sunlight tells me that sun has risen. The sun is there outside. I may not be able to see sun for various reasons. Maybe a building is blocking my view. Maybe it's so bright that I cannot see it. But the very fact that I can experience the sunlight, it tells me that sun has risen. Sun is out there. In the same way, if I know the Vibhutis, Bhagavan said, if you can identify the qualities which emanate from me, which are my real qualities, then you should be able to vouch for my presence. The Lord resides in all hearts, in all beings, in all things. But I cannot vouch for it right now. So Bhagavan is giving us the tools to realize his presence. So in verse 3, Bhagavan concluded, Yomam ajam anadim cha vetti loka maheshwaram. I'm not known to the devas. I'm also not known to the rishis, the great sages. I'm not known through intellect, nor I'm known through mind. However, if one knows that I am ajam anadim, I am the source of all being, I'm birthless and beginningless. It's uncaused cause, then it is birthless. There is nothing before me, therefore there is nothing is causing my existence, then I am birthless. And also I am beginningless because there is nothing before me. Loka Maheshwaram, the Lord of all The entire creation is there because of me. Because of the entity which is beginningless and birthless, the entire Jagat exists. The Bhagavan, the Lord Ishvara, is the material cause and efficient cause for this Jagat. When he created this universe out of his own Maya, there was no other material available to him. From his own self, from his own qualities, he provided the material as well as the knowledge, the efficient cause to create this Jagat. So the creation, if it all comes out of, he is the Loka Maheshwaram, he is the Lord of all the beings. Lord is the one on whom my existence depends. So my Lord is my own consciousness. Without that, my existence as this limited being does not exist. The day consciousness is not there, I will not be Neil Bhatt, I'll be just a dead body. So Bhagavan said, Asamuda, the one who is not deluded by these appearances, Sarva Papehi Pramuchyate, he will be relieved of all the sins. In other words, all the ignorances, all the ignorant ideas that I have about myself as a limited being, I'll be liberated from. And then he enumerates those 20 qualities of that supreme being, the divinity. That these qualities in people, in things and being exist because of my presence. And those qualities are somewhat easy to understand. Buddhihi jnanam asammohaha. Kshamaha satyam damaha shamaha. Buddhi, intellect, nischayatmika buddhihi. That which decides what is right and wrong is buddhi. So when I feel that I'm exhibiting my buddhi, because I can decide it is day and not night, that's my buddhi. Bhagavan said that because of my presence in you, this buddhi exists in you. At the microcosm, this buddhi I use for deciding what's outside in this world. Jnanam, this buddhi now gives me knowledge, what is real and what is unreal. Asammoha, and non-illusion. When I have buddhi and I apply it to find out whether it is day outside or night, when I wake up, it gives me non-illusion. I'm not even though it was dark in my room. There is no difference between day and night in my room, but as soon as I opened the window, I knew it's a day outside. That is because of my buddhi, that if there is sunlight outside, the sun has risen, and therefore it is a day. So that created asammohaha, non-illusion, no delusion, no confusion. Out of these three, I developed other qualities, such as kshama, satyam, damaha, shama. Shama, forgiveness, satyam, truth, damaha, control of indriya. And shamaha is control of mind. You've seen in Tattva Bodh, shamaha mano vigraha, that is samaha. And then damaha is control of the senses such as eyes, ears, control of those. Shama and satyam, shama is forgiveness. If I see that somebody is not yet convinced that it's a day outside, even though I have concluded that it is day outside, but if my wife doesn't agree with me, then I forgive her. I think she has not seen outside yet. Shamaha. Because of my knowledge, my buddhi, and my non-delusion, I can forgive other people who are still not at that level. She has not woken up completely. She cannot see the light outside. She thinks it's still night. I can forgive her because of my knowledge. If I had no knowledge, it will be confused, they will be fighting about it. But because I have knowledge about it, I can have the kshama. And I can vouch for the truth that it is day outside. I can control my actions and also my mind. All this emanating from the same source, my own consciousness, at the vyasti, at the microcosm. I have all these exhibiting through me because of the divinity, the consciousness functioning through me, I'm identifying with it. Sukham dukham bhavaha abhavaha bhayam cha abhayam eva cha. These are the pairs of opposites I have to deal with in this world. This world which I have created out of my own consciousness. In the deep sleep, there was no world outside to deal with. There were no pairs of opposites. There was no confusion about day or night. But as soon as I woke up and I had this buddhi and jnana exhibiting through me, now I have to deal with this world outside, which is pairs of opposites. Sukha and dukkha, bhava and abhava, existence and non-existence, birth and death, bhayam cha abhayam. Bhaya is a positive emotion which protects me from getting myself hurt. If I have no bhaya of jumping from a third floor window, then I'm going to hurt myself. So this fear of getting hurt is actually protecting me. So therefore it's a positive emotion. And abhaya and fearlessness. Things which I'm very sure about, I'll be fearless. No matter what somebody tells me that I do not exist, I'm fearless. I know I exist. So things which I'm so sure about, my existence, I'm fearless. Things which I'm not sure about, my existence after my death, I'm fearful. So I have fear of death because I have no idea what will happen after my death. I'm fearless about my existence right now because I know who I am and how I exist. So there's both fear and fearlessness emanating from my identification with my consciousness. Ahimsa, non-injury. Samatha, equanimity. Tustihi, contentment. Tapaha, discipline, austerity. Danam, charity. Yashaha, fame. And also ayashaha, ill fame. All these I experience because of my identification with myself as my as a conscious being. These 20 qualities are given as the glories of that Supreme Lord. These are the basic qualities through which He manifests in this world. Through beings, He resides in the hearts of all the beings. And when those beings identify with Him, these positive qualities are exhibited through them. Then what about the opposites of this? Like hinsa, abuddhi, ajnana, sammoha. It is nothing but non-identification with the self. When I identify with the divinity within me, all these positive qualities of the divinity will be manifesting through me. When I'm not identifying with that divinity, then the lack of those qualities will be exhibiting. So the lack of qualities are not really any qualities. They're just lack of good qualities. Something similar to, there is nothing called cold, but just a lack of heat. Heat I can identify as the form of energy. But cold, there is no form of any energy. It just lack of heat creates sensation of cold. Lack of ahimsa creates hinsa. Lack of buddhi creates abuddhi, one who doesn't know anything. Lack of knowledge creates ignorance, ajnana. So the negatives which we see in this world is because of non-identification with the true self. So Bhagavan said, this entire jagat is created by my own mind, using my own self as the material, my maya as the material. Therefore, He is the Loka Maheshwaram. Without Him, no world is possible. Without you being conscious of your world cannot exist. Without me being conscious of my world does not exist. And therefore, He, the Supreme Lord, who is functioning through all beings as their consciousness, is the Lord of all the beings. So, He's justifying why He's Loka Maheshwaram. Bhavanti bhava bhutana matta eva prithakvida. These varieties of expressions you see in this world through various beings with all these qualities in the various levels. This permutation combinations of all these 20 qualities creates this multitude of personalities in this world. Somebody has more buddhi, somebody has more kshama, somebody has more ahimsa. All these manifestations in this world through beings. But anytime I see the expression of any of these qualities, I must know that divinity is present in that being. The Bhagavan said, Bhavanti bhava bhutana matta eva prithak vidaha. All these different kinds of qualities of being arise from me alone. Without that one common thread, which we call it consciousness, life, none of these are possible. And therefore, we should know when we see these qualities that the Lord is present. And therefore, when we meet each other, when we see the exhibition of any of these qualities, we have to do namaste. That I see the divinity in you is emanating through you is kindness. All these qualities are nothing but the glories of the Lord. And Bhagavan says, meditate on those glories. These are your means, the tools for you to meditate on the divine self that you are. And then Bhagavan concludes by giving a complete picture of the creation. Maharsayah saptapurve chatvaroho manamahatatha madbhava manasa jata esam loka imaha prajaha. The entire creation is explained here. It all came from my mind only. Maharsayah saptapurve. In the beginning, the seven rishis, and we have in Purana seven rishis, we have talked about different names of the rishis, but as Swamiji explains here, seven rishis are the five great tanmatras, Bhumi, Apaha, Analaha, Vayuhu, Kham, and then Buddhi and Ahankar. These seven create this entire jagat. So these are the seven rishis. Chatvaraha, and then the four Kumaras. First, the Brahma was created from Vishnu's navel, or from that great supreme self. Brahma was created in charge of the new world. So he created four Kumaras, Sanat Kumaras. Those Kumaras, when they identify with Sattva, they do not create anything. But those four, Swamiji explains here, are the four aspects of my thinking at this. Manah, Buddhi, Chitta, Ahankar. So from my consciousness, the first thing which I create is my mind, my intellect, my ahankar, the doer, and my chitta, thinking entity. The four kumaras are created. And the manavaha tatha, 14 manus, the code of conduct, how do I conduct myself in context with others? That is my code of conduct. You see, madbhava manasa jata. All these qualities, all these expressions are from my mind. Manasa jata esam loka imaha prajaha. And this entire jagat comes out of my initial creation. So this entire jagat of mine comes from this physical entity that I am. Then my body, mind and intellect. Then my identification with my mind and intellect. And then how I deal with this world outside, it all rooted in my mind. Who I am, what my personality is, what my behavior outside is, it's all because of my identification with my mind and my intellect, which is nothing but the expression of the consciousness. So Bhagavan said, this entire jagat at the samasthi level is that the universal intellect, universal self, and is created out of my own maya. We'll stop right here. If you find this podcast helpful, please support it by donating any amount by going to the episode's website at neilbutt.podbean.com or at chinmayarichmond.org. Thank you.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschid Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.